Y'all got your drink, fellas.
Got my drink.
It was like, ooh, Al, lips look so good.
I got good everything, Chuck.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you.
I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka okay. My body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Hey, soulmates, welcome to TGIF. You guys asked for two nights a week, and you got it by popular demand. So we are coming to you live Wednesdays and Fridays, and I am excited about this. Let me introduce you my fantastic co-host. We're not feeling well tonight, but we are going to power through because we are that dedicated. All right, please welcome brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's going on, Claudia? You mean you and Q aren't feeling good tonight?
Is that what I, did I say me and Al? See, I'm out of it. We gonna need you to fact check all this entire show. Don't worry, and please welcome multimedia personality who just gives us those epic reads, Miss Funky Dineva. Hey.
Sure. I don't went down to Mexico and came back with damn Covacita. Because I'm in here. Oh, Lord, I feel like death becomes her, but we're going to push through. We're going to push through and pump because we professionals.
Oh, Al.
Give me that side piece you flew in.
Al. Oh yeah! I hope he ain't give me no bad stuff, honey.
Woo! All right, that juju.
Yeah, probably did. Lord, now I got to go to the STI clinic tomorrow. Lord, how much?
Have you spoken to the peace effluent? And how's he feeling?
He'll be back here Friday. He's coming to Miami Friday. Stay with me a little bit. He's feeling fine. He just landed back in Atlanta.
Hold up. Let me just, before we get into the show. So you just saw him this past weekend in Mexico.
And we had such a good time. And he said, yeah. I want to come to Miami and see you. And I said, I want to come to Miami and see you too, because I enjoy kissing your lips. Now get out my business.
I will not. I will not. Don't tell me what to do. All right, well, we're going to get into it and have a good old time. So everybody, welcome to TGIF. We see you in the comments. If you're loving the show, give us some thumbs up. Give us some thumbs up in those comments on YouTube. We see you. All right, y'all. So listen, before we move into the show, we got a lot of feedback on this. Y'all used to love me and hate Al. Now you love Al and hate me. I want to address a little disagreement that took place between Al and I last week on the show. Listen, Al, we've talked about this off the air. We watched the show together. We're real friends. And if I offended you in any way, I apologize. I really do. I don't want you to feel any kind of way, but I know how our relationship is. So anything you want to say about that? Are we good?
No. I accept your apology. You know, you can call outside the lines sometimes, but you know, we know each other. So right. It's not like I take it as a dig, or I take it as, you know, you being ugly or derogatory. I know, that's my friend. I have to love every part of her, right? And I know a lot about her, so I didn't take it personal, not at all. But I do accept your apology.
Well, thank you. And for the people in the comments, you know, we get emotional because we actually are more invested in this show than, if we were just working with people we didn't give a damn about, it'd be one thing. But when you actually care about people, there's always backstories to a lot of things. And sometimes there's issues that we probably can talk about off camera. And there are people that thought I was putting your business out there.
You were.
Did you feel that way?
Or Q was.
Because I didn't say a name. I was like, I was being vague, I thought, but okay. So I'll,
look,
you know.
The part of this show and the part of that dynamic is that we can poke fun and we can get a bit gritty. We can also get a little, you know, inappropriate. And that happens. I mean, the best part is that we still respect and love each other. And we don't take it personal. We keep it moving, and we keep continue to give everybody great content. Is what they're here great. For.
I think that's the beauty of our show is sometimes our digs are based on reality, and I think that makes it a little bit more special. Sometimes that shit it'd be funny as hell because it'd be based on the truth. You'd be like, "Oh, she really meant that," or "He really meant that," or "He knows my shit."
You know, Q means it.
And yeah, if the bitch did it, she did it. So. We ain't gonna start though.
I know what I want to say, but I'm not gonna say it.
Good tea.
Ooh, Al, that'd be such. Are you sure?
Go on to the next thing, Claudia. Go on to the next thing.
Are you sure, Al? Are you sure?
No, I'm sure.
All right, I'm gonna respect that for now. But We'll get back to that. All right, so without further ado, let's get into the show. We have a lot to cover today, a lot of stuff in the news. So yesterday morning, Jeff Bezos, this guy's got more money, the most money on Earth. He successfully flew to space. Let me put my glasses on. The first crewed space on New Shepard, a rocket ship made by his space company, Blue Origin. The trip took approximately 10 minutes and cost so much money. Well, Jeff Bezos, he's catching a whole bunch of heat for, you know, thanking his Amazon employees and customers for paying for his trip to space. What are y'all's thoughts on billionaires taking trips to space? Are his comments insensitive or not? What do y'all think?
I think people just looking for a reason to complain. I mean, him saying thank that y'all, his customers and employees are how he get his money. That's just like me saying thanks to my YouTube viewers for helping me buy my Gucci shoes. Thanks to my YouTube viewers for helping me buy this convertible M440i that I'm driving now. They did pay for it. Y'all did pay for it. Thanks, Fox Soul, for helping me buy this leather jacket. Soulmates, I mean, what did they want him to say? That's how he makes his money.
Right. Well, Q, I think in this case, the issue here is that in many of the locations and the factories that actually run Amazon, like, for instance, in Alabama, they have very poor work conditions. And not only the employees are trying to create a union, they said that that some of them can't even go to the bathroom during their shift because they don't have enough time because of the facility. Some are saying that they are developing illness because they have these incredibly crazy quotas where a lot of the employees are developing tendonitis. A lot of employees are getting sick and they are afraid to complain because it is the highest paying job in their towns. He chooses very low socioeconomic cities to locate his factories in. The problem here is we have a $203 billion man spending $5.5 billion to spend 10 minutes in space, which is $55 million a minute. And you've got workers at your plants that look like you and I, that you're working them to the bone and you're not treating them right. To me, just ethically, there's something wrong. And for you to even say that you did that even makes you triple wrong in my mind. Now, there's something about him, besides the fact that he's a Capricorn, and you know Capricorns can be condescending as hell. He needs to take responsibility for how he treats his employees. If you can spend $55.5 million a minute to fly into space, then you can spend a couple of $1 million to make sure your employees that are making that money for you to do it, to be safe in their work environment.
I think you guys are both right. I feel like if someone is successful and rich and they figured out the blueprints of how to be rich and wealthy and the wealthiest person on earth, then they should be able to do what the hell they want. It's their money. But I do agree, Al, with you that there should be some kind of sensitivity. He is flaunting. He is stunting on all. He stunted on the entire world. Like, that is a stunt on all you hoes. I'm in space looking down. And I will say this, you're right. He doesn't pay any taxes either. I don't know how he figured this out to not pay any taxes. I think maybe we could feel a little bit better about his situation and cheer him on a little bit more if he paid his share of taxes, because we'd say, okay, he may not pay as much as other companies, but the amount of tax revenue generated in that town or federal taxes, it does help a lot of people. He gets
treat your employees like they are, because they are the backbone. They are the ones that have you in this position, that has created your net worth and maintained it. That's all I'm saying. Now, look, if you want to fly to the moon and use the money that you made off of them, please go ahead and do it. But don't come back and say thank you to the employees that I work long hours. I don't treat you right. Some of you got tendonitis. Some of you got back problems. Thank you for that, too, because that's how I got to the moon.
You know, I was completely unaware of that, because down here in Miami, everybody swear that Amazon is just the best job on earth to have. Like, there, so I stand corrected. I didn't know till you just said, because like I said, down here, everybody's, oh, Amazon, they started at $14 an hour. And oh, they hiring for drivers. You can use your own car right now. So I just thought Amazon was the best job since sliced bread. But, you know, you just revealed something to me that I was completely unaware of.
I think it is in certain places. It's not everywhere. I think because in Texas, they're ecstatic about him coming, you know, with the Amazon jobs here. So I think it depends. Of course, like most corporations in the poorer countries, that's when they're going to violate, you know, the work.
Look, everybody's excited about making more money. He's paying double minimum wage in some of these areas. So of course you're going to be excited until you get in that mug and he's treating you. Many people are saying that they're treating them like robots, like they really don't have a say. When you can't go to the bathroom at work and you're getting tendonitis off a basic shift, that almost sounds like slavery to me. I'm sorry. Just something about it's not right. And definitely not spending $55 million a minute to fly to the moon. I just feel like something's got to give.
It's messed up, but I do like that I can go order something right now and it can be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right?
I had to say that real quick. All right, y'all, we got to get into these crackers. A bill that passed in the and state Senate in Texas, which they are out of damn control in this state, and the public schools, they're no longer requiring students to be taught that the KKK is morally wrong. They are tripping. It's also been reported that requirements that students study civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, or about the work of labor leader Cesar Chavez and feminist Susan B. Anthony, will also be cut by the bill. Why are these white folks trying to erase history and act like all these notable people did not participate in history? What do you think about this? And are you surprised about Texas passing this bill?
You know, when I was doing the research for the show about this story, a thought came to me that when for one day, I would just like to be in the head and in the body of these white people. I truly want to know what unrest and what uneasiness that they feel surrounding this stuff. Like, I'm so fascinated at this point by the racist mind. I truly am. And the thing about it is that, you know, they don't want Black history. They don't want Latin American history. I've got a friend that's a social studies teacher, and he said, to be honest, in our school system, if we just teach history, American history, in the order by which it happened, there would be no need to denote Black history, MLK, you know, either the shit happened or it didn't. And in this case, these things happened. Why are you trying to erase them? And for you, even the most racist of white people must agree that the KKK is morally wrong. I mean, you cannot be that oblivious to the damn truth.
I get that they're embarrassed that they're being exposed more, the more access we have to computers and the Wi-Fi, and it's reaching all parts of the world and more people can learn things that they had no idea. I remember growing up in school, Black history was just a quick little blip about slavery and MLK, that's it. And then and they made the Indians. And I didn't even realize at the time I was part of Narragansett Indian. Growing up in a white school, a predominantly white school, we're taught that they're savages. The fact that these people want to go ahead and rewrite history or erase history because they're embarrassed about the way their ancestors behave, that's all it is. They're tired of being criticized and having to be held accountable for what their people did. And now they're passing bills and getting away with it.
Well,
it is unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you what's going on here, and we all need to just be a little bit more aware. With all this Black Lives Matter movement going on in the public, what we're noticing is in these political chambers, there's a different agenda, and that agenda is the off-breed of Trump's administration being in office. This is an assault on history, in my opinion. You want to take out African-American history. Our largest symbol of African-American history is Martin Luther King Jr. You want to also take out Susan B. Anthony. That for a woman is like the Martin Luther King of feminists, right? And then the labor laws of Cesar Chavez. This is, I just feel like that we've got to be more aware because they got it done. So while we're still marching and following all these trials and cases of police officers and all this stuff of happening, what's going on in the Black Lives Matter movement, they are passing bills that's affecting our history. We just got to be smarter.
And also realize that the Cesar B. Anthony and the Cesar Chavez, that's just collateral damage. They just threw those in there so they could say, we're not racist. No, it's everybody, but it's an assault on Black people.
It's clearly an assault on people, African-Americans, period, end of story.
Well, you know,
that they feel like, well, the conversation around this is really around critical race theory is what they're hiding behind, which they're saying that America just is inherently racist and that we don't need to highlight it. and we don't need to take accountability for it, is how I interpret it. But anyway.
To add insult to injury, Black America, because we stay getting the shit slapped out of our faces and to be made fools of. Yesterday, Illinois became the first state to mandate that Asian American history be taught in public schools. The curriculum will focus on the hardships of Asian immigrants in the 18th century. Now, how about that bullshit?
We got to talk about it when we come back from commercial. Guys, we'll be right back.
Sick, not sick. She still can't see.
We'll be back. Welcome back to TGIF with myself, Claudia Jordan, Al Reynolds, and Funky Dineva, a.k.a. Q. Welcome back, TGIF, twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. Okay. Real quick, y'all, in the comments, I see you. I put my strong glasses on and see what y'all saying. They like, Claudia, get LASIK. Claudia, put your glasses on. I'm trying to look sexy for y'all. I'm trying to look cute for y'all. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? We try to get this show on 3, 4, 5 days a week. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sorry. The eyes is just part of being over 45. And LASIK don't work when you're over, right, Al? This is like a 45 and up thing.
Of course LASIK works if you're over 45. It just depends on the pressure of your eyes. And
not for reading, not for up close is what I mean.
Oh,
I mean, not
close. For reading. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Far away you could. All right, so before we went to break, damn it, my mom's calling me on the house phone. Hold on, y'all.
Just ghetto. Just damn. First of all, why she even got a damn house phone, number one? Okay. Number two, your mama's just all ghetto.
always call me during the show, mom. Cause you know why? Because she don't watch nothing I do. So she doesn't even know I'm on the air. She never watches anything. Okay, anyways, before we went to break, we're talking about the BS, how they're going to take out Black history from school curriculum. But now they write a bill to definitely teach Asian history. What do y'all think about this in Illinois?
So, you know, I don't have an issue with it at all. And I don't think the two issues need to be conflated, right? But I don't think it's one of, we're trying to move Asian people up the totem pole and bring Black people down. I think these are two separate schools of thought coming from two separate directions. And much like you said about your education, how you didn't know much about the Native Americans. Hell, quiet as a skeptic, I didn't realize until I watched this show on HBO, Kill All the Brutes or something, what truly happened to the Native Americans, how the colonizers came over here and killed all. I didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? So that being said, imagine what other contributions have been made by Asians that we are unaware of. I think that everybody who's a part of this American fabric deserves to have their history taught and highlighted.
I think you know what the superintendent said it best. He said, this is critical to the change of a discriminatory perspective on Asian Americans. I'm guilty of this and I'm gonna admit it. When you see Asian Americans, the first thing you think is that they're foreigners. Do you actually, when you see Asians about, do you actually say to yourself that maybe they are from America? At least from my discriminatory perspective, when I see Asian Americans, I really don't think of them as Asian Americans. I think they've come from somewhere else. I think two things are going on here with the state of Illinois. I think this is also a legislative and a political play. They know that Asian Americans making this move will bring them a lot of money to their economy because Asian Americans are very productive, make a lot of money. And I also think that they are simply trying to do a diversity play as it relates to the discriminatory perspectives or perceptions of Asian Americans in America.
And, you know, Illinois is a blue state generally, but I think a lot of the Asians lately have been kind of some surprisingly, a large number have been voting more conservative as well.
Okay, well, did I take back everything I said in my previous comments then? Let their ass continue to go unnoticed and untaught about, and let us continue thinking they all for and do pay and run mini marts. Oh hell no! You have to come over here and jump on the bandwagon with them people. No. See, I was trying to help their ass.
Okay. Oh my God.
So y'all want to bring y'all ass over here and jump on board with the white people to be anything but black. Now here it is. I'm just right here capping. That's why black folks got to stop capping for other people. I just went hard for them people. I did.
You do, and it does feel like lately there has been this, like, I don't know if is it engineered or is it being sparked. Listen, there's no secret about the tensions that's between the Asian the black community and mm-hmm. the Asians that set up shop in some of the communities. Now, this is a generalization, so I please don't think I'm talking about everybody. But we've seen a lot of stuff in this past year, and I always pay attention to the stories that are being highlighted in the media. Like, I always feel like, okay, that's what they're going with. That's an agenda that they're pushing. Whether it's real or not, I don't know, but it feels like there is like a little thing brewing between Black America and Asians. And I feel like it's a slap in the face, the timing of it. I don't think it should have happened, but to take away the Black history simultaneously while then pushing for the Asian history to being taught, I just think the timing could not be worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. A rapper 50 Cent. Yo, I need to know what y'all think about this. He's not playing about his money. It's been reported that he is demanding $37,000 from Tia Marie and wants an additional $6,000 for his court fees from their ongoing court battle. 50's lawyers said that Tia has been dodging his attempts and calls and was supposed to get back to him by June 24th. Should he let this go, or does he have a right to get his money back from Tia?
Oh my God, I feel like three ways about this story, right? Like for one, 50 Cent is the ultimate troll, right? And it's funny. 50 is not hurting for the money. 50 got so much money that he actually has time on his hands to keep bothering this girl. And you got to admit, and it is no shade to Tia Marie, but in the grand scheme of 50 Cent's world, Tia Marie is so insignificant. It's kind of like, why? So that's one of my schools of thought. The other is Mona Scott Young is paying you more than $30,000 a year, Tierra. Get this monkey off your back. Get this man his money so you can stop being made to look like a has-been, washed-up, broke singer in the media. And number three, if the roles were reversed and it wasn't a woman and it was 50 that owed her, we would be screaming, he need to pay that girl her money because she won a lawsuit. So, you know, women, y'all want to be equal despite the fact that he got it on his coins. Pay that man his money. He won fair and square court. Pay him his money.
Al, what do you think?
It's so much good stuff is in this story. I mean, first of all, 50 Cent, I mean, she should be thanking 50 Cent for keeping her relevant, because he keeps her relevant on this story. Him coming after her constantly is keeping her constantly in the news. That's number one. Number two here is, actually, 50 Cent wanted his $175,000 that it took for him to defend himself against this lawsuit. It cost him $175,000 to win this lawsuit. But fortunately for her, the courts only awarded her a tenth of the law fees to be paid by her to teach her a lesson for doing what she did, which was illegal, right? So at this point, he is out of about $150,000 just playing around with her. So I see why he is, you know, dragging this along. But at the same time, I feel like if she really wanted this to go away, make payments on it and make this man stop talking about you. You can make a $1,000 payment on, because this is a judgment now. You got to remember, these are from court sanctions and judgments. So all she got to do is make a payment on it, and it'll go away. But she's not to make a payment on it because she doesn't want to pay him. So he has the right to continue to go after her.
And she broke, she know about a payment plan. I'm sure that Boots Mobile she got on a payment plan. I'm sure that light bill final notice on a payment plan. I'm sure that car that she keep getting them DUIs in is 3 months behind on a payment plan. Tia Marie, girl, you know about a payment plan. You know about a payment plan, honey. Trust, because you ain't had no daddy around when you was growing up. That's why you broke and don't give a... Yeah, that was her song. That was her song. She sang that song, not me.
How the song go?
I ain't had no daddy around when I was growing up. That's why I'm broke and don't give a... Don't let my cute face fool you.
Well, there you
go.
Now, he did try to garnish her wages from Love and Hip Hop. But, of course, the courts decided that that wouldn't be allowed. Probably because of where he would stand in the debt line. Right? So right. If you have a whole bunch of debt, so if you have a car that's being repossessed, if you are behind on payments on other stuff, you got to get in line behind everybody else. So that's probably why the court didn't work out.
I don't know, though. I'm going to tell a little bit of my business. I don't know why they couldn't garnish her Love and Hip Hop money, because I had a garnishment, and when I was on Sister Circle, the sheriff damn sure showed up to the HR department at Sister Circle and Tegna TV and gave them a statement. And the next day, the HR person called me in the office and was like, starting next pay period, we will be deducting this from your check. And I was like, this bitch don't found me. So I don't understand why they can't deduct her. 50 Cent people, 50 Cent people, call Mona Me Productions. Mona Me, DM me, I got the number. If it's not Mona Me, it's Viacom CBS. That's where you send the garnishment papers.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. You so mean. Hey, but I will say this. A garnishment, you be all ready for your check. And then that's the tax. It'd be 25% of what you thought you was going to bring home. You'd be like, God damn. And leave me nothing. All right. Last month, on a serious note, switching gears, we talked about that disturbing video of the young boy. Remember, he was physically and verbally assaulted by his family for allegedly being gay. Well, according to WSB TV Atlanta, police have arrested two women and one man in connection to the video. And look at them. Look at them. Got the nerve to judge somebody else. The suspects are being held at a Fulton County jail. How do you feel about this update? And should they be charged with a crime, or is it just extreme parenting, or are they just ignorant? Or is it all three?
It's all three. I don't give a shit about them. I don't. I'm worried about the child. The child is being double traumatized, right? Because despite the fact that you may have been in an abusive home, that abusive home was his baseline. It was his home. It was his familiarity. It was all he knew. I forgot how old the child is. I'm going to just assume he's about 9 or 10 years old. Uh-huh. To now be taken from an environment that you've been in for 10 years, regardless of how toxic it is, and now placed in foster system or somewhere else, that's another trauma. So, you know, it's, I'm almost wondering what's the best place for him to be. This is, it's just sad. It's just sad.
You know, you know what? This type of stuff, everybody thinks it should belong in their family. And a lot of people thought that the courts shouldn't be involved. What everyone needs to know is that this type of treatment to a child is real, all right? And there comes with real consequences when you do this type of stuff. These individuals are charged with cruelty to children, all right? That's a corporal injury on a child, which comes with 15 years in prison. So even though some of you out there may think that this was a cool way to man him up, know that if you treat your child and someone reports you, you can serve 15 years and a fine up to $10,000. Now, that is for first degree cruelty. They also were charged with possible second degree cruelty, which comes with 10 years of imprisonment. This is a serious matter, all right? And not to mention the young man in this video, the one that did the hitting, he's not only charged with cruelty to children, which carries the prison time that I told you, but he's also charged with family violence. And family violence is parallel to domestic violence. He's got a double headache on his head. I can't tell people how to raise their kids because I don't raise kids, but I'm gonna tell you, obviously, this ain't the right way to do it. And I wanna give a big up because they said that the only way that they found these culprits who did this was because the community stood up for that young man and reported exactly where he lived.
Well, I hope there's a happier ending for this young child. And in closing, before we go to break, I love that justice is happening. Although we do worry about the child, if only they could punish these white police officers that kill black men as swiftly and as severely as they do these people. But when it's a black culprit, we'll be right back. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back with more TJF after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan, joined by Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. Now, soulmates, we appreciate you tuning in, and we see all the people in the chat. Show us some love in the chat if you're enjoying our Wednesday show. And once again, to reiterate, we are on Wednesdays and Fridays for now. Wink, wink. Okay, listen, we got to talk about this story. Kevin Samuels, people have signed a petition to remove the brutally honest relationship guru from YouTube and social media. Now, the petition states, with the rise in violence against women, specifically African-American women, YouTuber Kevin Samuels has galvanized a community of men of all races and nationalities in the outspoken hatred of women. As of now, the petition has over 5,000 signatures. What are your thoughts on this story?
You know, I'm one of those people, I'm so anti Kevin Samuels, and I'm also anti, and I know I'm gonna catch backlash for this, I'm anti the stupid ass black women that call him, the broken ass black women that call him, wanting him to tell them whatever it is they're looking for, I don't know. But being somebody who has sat in the commentary space for over 11 years now, right, I've gotta be careful with this story in terms of silencing people. You know, I'm very big on turn the channel, right? If you don't like it, turn the channel. Nobody's making you watch it. Now, you did say something interesting about him galvanizing men, you know, under the camaraderie of hatred for women. That's problematic. And if that is what indeed is going on, then maybe something needs to happen. But it really, in my opinion, as far as I'm concerned, it really just felt like a bunch of hurt feelings and people just really want him to shut up. And I say, turn the channel.
Al, what do you think?
You know what? I got to agree with Funky on this. We can't be mad at that man on his freedom of speech, his rights. The thing that makes me uncomfortable is that he is using African-American females as his canvas to galvanize conversation and to belittle them and to attack them. But at the same time, we got to separate freedom of speech from the content. I'm sorry. I don't think any of us would want to be censored in that way ever. So in this case, I'm like Funky. We have to separate who he's using and his content from his rights.
I agree. We are all in agreement on this. I am not a huge fan of his, but I have listened to a few shows, and he makes, the thing is, he's articulate, so he makes some valid points, but a broken clock is right twice a day as well. And it is, right? And so, who is calling my phone? So I hate that the women that call in get dragged. They become his soundbite. You know what I mean? Right. Like that's what he does. But we are messing with a slippery slope if we start saying we don't like what he has to say, cancel him. Because first it's Kevin Samuels, then it's gonna be TGIF, and then that's why I'm highly against cancel culture. And even if I like the person or don't like him, we have the right to support it or don't give him the clicks. And eventually when the money dries up and the sponsorship, he'll stop doing it. He'll find a new thing.
And here's the other thing, right? We got to understand. Black women have so much power. Black women have so much power. Believe it or not, black women are the ones that are giving him a platform. Because y'all are the ones calling the idiot. Dodo, like, if black women would stop calling, he would have no one to talk to and belittle. Again, going back to my earlier conversation about wanting to get into the minds of racist white people, I really want to get into the spirit, soul, and bone marrow of the black woman that's like, oh, child, I need to call Kevin Samuels and talk to him about my BMI and my can't get a man and my career. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I totally get it. They've been attacked. They've been villainized. They've been at the bottom of every list for a very, very long time. So they subconsciously believe that they got something wrong with them. So the reason why they listen is because they want to fix it quiet as it's kept. When there ain't nothing to fix, you're beautiful, you're strong, everybody wants to be you. Man, if you don't like him, stop looking at the channel. Stop supporting him because he definitely ain't getting these million views off of men.
Right.
And to piggyback off of you, Al, I think a lot of women, it's in our DNA, I'm speaking as one, We think that we're different than everybody else. We like, we'll call and be like, well, I'm not like them. He's going to sympathize with me. And then he's going to validate me when I tell him my story. And he's too sharp. He's sharp, he's smart, and he's quick. I will give him that. And he lays them out every time. They're not prepared to go against him because he's been doing his thing that he does for a very long time. And might I add, you're calling and seeking relationship advice from a twice divorced
sissy man. From a twice divorced, legs crossed, fanny pack, Gucci wearing sissy. I said it. He's a sissy, a big one. He's a big sissy. Y'all might have taken advice from a man that wear Gucci fanny packs strapped across him. Oh, that sissy couldn't tell me the time. Claudia, go on to the next thing now. The lawyers be calling us when we get and off the camera.
Y'all thought he was sick.
do y'all think that Kevin Samuels?
Yes! He's a sissy. He's a big sissy. A big one.
Do you think he likes women?
No, he does not. It's obvious that he doesn't. First of all, he hates
allegedly.
I ain't alleging nothing. He hates women because no man is this preoccupied with women's business. Okay, including my gay ass who sits and watch reality TV all day for a living. I'm not even that preoccupied with women and what they do and what they are and analyzing a woman and who cares? Like if you a man, who cares?
See, I don't know. I don't have a gaydar. I can't tell you all of that. But what I tell you is that the man is short of brilliant. He understands how to get and create content to get attention and to get followers and to become known. There's something about that just inherently as an entertainer that I have to tip my hat to.
I beg to differ. And I'm gonna tell you why.
He does it off the back of Black women. Now that I despise, but at the same time, he doesn't have the followers, he doesn't have the viewers, and we're not talking about him because he's doing something bad as an entertainer, period.
There's nothing brilliant about what he's doing. It's shock value. It's the same reason, no shade to my friend T.S. Madison, when her and Kaya were getting so many views. It's not that Kaya was effing brilliant. She was just saying ridiculous stuff out of her mouth. And it was shocking to say he ain't brilliant. He's just saying.
In the landscape of entertainment right now, that is what gets valued. And that is what get views. People out here are doing stupid shit, especially on reality TV. And we continue to watch and see what more stupid stuff they're going to do the next time around.
I agree.
That's what I mean. I take exception to what you're saying is brilliant
because it's not brilliant. Honestly and truthfully, anybody with nerve can do it.
We're going to take a commercial break, but I'll tell you this. As someone that's in a healthy relationship, I would be more likely to take relationship advice from a man who's in a healthy relationship with a woman, and I can see that he's actually with her, and they both saying they're happy. Kevin Samuels, how you doing?
Okay, fine. Tell me right now, an African-American man that's in a healthy relationship with an African-American female that we are talking about on this show about their greatness. I'll tell you right now,
Claudia Jordan and KJ Dismute. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to take a quick break. We good. TGIF with my co-host, Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds. And listen, we have been depriving you. Y'all been asking for this. Some people hate commercials, but y'all like this one. Go ahead, Al. Give the people what they want.
Okay, TGIF fans, tonight's episode is sponsored by Blue Chew, guys. It's been one hell of a year, and if you're like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to, especially in the bedroom. Well, it's time to snap out of it, because spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. For those of you who hate swallowing pills like myself, we got you covered. Blue Chew tablets are chewable and they help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. And guess what? You don't have to worry about those awkward visits to the doctor's office because Blue Chew is online. It's an online prescription that ships right to your door in a very discreet package. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct. So it's cheaper. It's cheaper than a pharmacy. As far as the registration process, it's simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, and it's all done online. And tonight, we've got a special deal. We've been having this special for a while, but we have a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code TEA at checkout, and you only pay $5 for shipping. Remember, that's bluechew.com. Please use the promo code TEA to receive your first month for free. Obviously, I would like to say thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring our show.
Wait. Okay, usually people hate commercials. I was in the comments being nosy the whole time. They said, you said reptile dysfunction. They said, he hates swallowing, laughing my ass off. That's what he said. Come through Blue Chew, Al with a straight face. Al, how you doing? You looking better? You reading better? Look at Al reading it, looking into the camera. You better read Al. Al's getting better, not sprung, Al. They are commenting on your read. Gosh.
Come on, Blue Chew.
It's the reptile dysfunction for me. Now we work at a damn pet store. Okay.
Hey, if you guys liked Al's read,
I have to be honest. I have put my order in.
Oh, okay.
Let us know how that works out.
Anything that provides a harder, stronger, I gotta try it.
So I'm back about to get blown out. All right.
It ain't mad because I slept on the floor, baby. I slept on the floor under the towel.
I must be quiet right now. Okay. Dr. Ian Smith is accusing his former talk show, The Doctors, of racial discrimination and retaliation. Dr. Ian also claims the executive producer of the show sexually harassed him and told him to wear tighter clothes while on camera to show off his physique. He also complained to the show's executive producer, Patty Ciano, about the lack of diversity of the show's producers. And Ciano allegedly told him, "We have you as the host. That's what matters." What do y'all think about his claims about, you know, his work environment? I have heard things about the Dr. Phil set, but what have y'all heard? What do y'all think?
So I've met Dr. Ian on several occasions. I've been in this company, and I think he's an outstanding man, right? I've always gotten good vibes from him. And I believe that if he's saying that this stuff happened, that it happened. The only thing that's a little sketchy for me, I feel like the telling him to wear tighter clothes thing is him somewhat padding his case, and rightfully so. That's what you're supposed to do, because, you know, let's face it here. We work in a visual medium, right? And Dr. Ian does have a nice body, right? And as a producer, it is your job to get your talent to look the best they can, or whatever the case may be. Now, I also had to say, well, if that was said to a woman, then that would definitely be sexual harassment. So I don't know how you say to somebody, "Hey, Al, we would like to show off your physique a little more on camera." I don't know if the way I just said it would get me in trouble with HR. But outside of that, if it happened to him, it happened to him. And here's the other thing. For him to go up against CVS, knowing the nail in the coffin that could put in his career, he must really have a case, because when you work in TV, you don't go up against the networks.
This is very, very hard for me. Dr. Ian Smith is such a talented guy. I've been watching Dr. Ian Smith ever since he was an anchor in New York City when I first got here in the late 90s. I've been watching him for over 20 plus years. Something just doesn't sound right about this whole thing, and I'm just going to share my perspective on it. I think Dr. Ian Smith was tapped because we were going through a Black Lives Matter movement. They were reorganizing and they chose a person of color because they thought that that was the right thing to do over at CBS. I don't think they really cared about his ethnicity. I think he realized.
What was that?
They didn't care about his what?
The fact that he was Black.
No, no. Think, no, no. You're going to try that word. What was the word?
I'm not going to butcher that word again.
He said, there was an extra. He said ethnicity.
His ethnicity, friend. Like, go ahead.
I'm not going to butcher that word again, CQ. I hate your black ass. Oops, sorry. Anyway, all I want to say is this. Ian is too smart and too bright to pick all these fights. Now, remember, he also picked a fight with ABC because he accused Tamron Hall in ABC for doing the same thing. So I just think that he's so powerful and we have so much more to see of him on major networks that he needs to kind of dial it back a little bit, take the L and know that you need to do a different reapproach because right now in this culture, you getting canceled by two major networks is going to put you out the business. And we need you on these major networks to continue to teach us and motivate us and show us the way. That's just me personally. Sorry.
We have to go to break. I invited Dr. Ian on the show and he said he'll get back to us. I feel like he's a very intelligent man and I don't think he would have bring a frivolous lawsuit against these media giants unless there was something there. I read the case. I don't know how strong it is because I didn't read all of it. I read what was in the news. I don't think he would commit career suicide like that. But you know what? Maybe we'll have him on the show. We can ask him directly. We'll be right back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF with Funky Dineva, Al Reynolds, and myself, Claudia Jordan. We're having a great time. Me and Funky are sick, but we're going to power through. Now, I've been wanting to know about your thoughts on this story right here. These racists, these people, they showing their entire ass. Tarrant, Alabama City Council member. I don't know if y'all seen this. Tommy Bryant has come under fire from residents after an exchange at a city council meeting on Monday where he stood up and loudly asked the group of people there, do we have a house N-word here? Take a look.
Hey, do we have a house in here?
Yeah. Now, this happened after a person in the audience accused that man's wife of also using the N-word on Facebook. I watched it. It was like a 2-hour thing. I watched about 35 minutes of it and it was wild. It's a black mayor there in a city that's been known to be racist. It's a black mayor there. And it was going down. Did you see it, Al?
I did. I actually watched the entire thing. So this is an example where you can get caught out there defending the wrong person on this particular case. So he did say that. But the best part about this, the reason why this is so juicy, everybody, is because he was calling out a black woman on the city council for being the house Negro. That is what got me on this, because at first glance, I was like, oh, hell no. You ain't going to be able to say that. You ain't going to be able to do that. That's just all the way wrong. But what he did was he repeated what the African-American mayor had said about the African-American female council member that sat on the council. So
sure
in
did.
Fact, in this case, ladies and gentlemen, this is a time where you have to watch the entire video. Was he right? No. Did he make racist comments? Yes, he did. But he was referencing an African female on the council that went back and told everything that the black mayor was doing behind closed doors to the white council people.
That's right.
So it's the context. So he used it in the right context.
It was the context. It was amazing.
So he's invited to the cookout is what you're saying.
No. His wife, his little trash wife was on Facebook and she was saying a lot of racist stuff. And the mayor's argument was she speaks for you. She was speaking for you. She was saying stuff that you told her. So it's a little bit like maybe in this regard, he's not guilty, but behind closed.
He can come to the cookout if he's paying for the cookout.
Gotcha. Listen, and I know this wasn't.
We'll drink his alcohol, but he did not say it in the way that we interpreted when we first said it. Okay,
I know we only got 2 minutes left, and I realized it wasn't on our story thing, but we have to send a special condolences to Frankie Lyons, Keisha Cole's mom, who passed away. I would be so remiss if we got off the air and we did not say, you know, a word or two for Frankie.
Yes.
For Keisha Cole, Neffy, Elite, all of you guys from TGIF, for myself, Al and Claudia, you know, praying for y'all's comfort. And I hate that this happened. And we love y'all and we love Frankie. She will be missed.
Such a fun, such a memorable personality. And just like she I met her a few times at Foxo when Keisha Cole had her show there. And she was a lovely lady. She was funny. She was kind to everyone. Like she was, listen, such a, like I said, a memorable person. And I saw all the condolences. So we definitely send your family condolences and thoughts and prayers. All right, y'all. We made it through, Q.
Yeah, we did. Nothing to go lay down.
Well, you and your new boo need to get tested and make sure y'all are okay.
Tested for everything.
I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva, for joining me tonight. Thank you so much for everybody in those YouTube chats rocking with us. Don't forget, TGIF is on twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. We'll see you back here Friday, and we'll be all better. And don't forget to tell a friend about our show. Stick around. The Book of Sean is up next. You don't want to miss that. It's all coming up next. We'll see you next time.